From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, November 23rd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that state and local officials learned on Tuesday, November the 22nd, that the town of Prattsville will receive a $17.6 million federal grant to replace the Route 23 bridge. The bridge, which spans Schoharie Creek, was badly damaged by floodwaters following Hurricane Irene in 2011. The award, administered by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is part of the agency's Disaster Mitigation Grant Program. Under the terms of the grant, FEMA will cover 100% of the bridge replacement cost. State Assembly Member Pete Lopez hailed the announcement, saying it was an important step in an ongoing process to protect the town and its citizens from natural disasters. Lopez said, and I quote, "This culminates years of work and joint efforts between local officials, our soil conservation experts, the State Department of Transportation and my office, and more recently, Senator George Amador and Congressman Chris Gibson," end quote. Announcing the award with U.S. Senator Charles Schumer, U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said the new bridge will be less susceptible to damage from future floods and will also improve and enhance motorist safety. Gillibrand said, and I quote, "This is a major investment that will help strengthen critical transportation infrastructure here in Greene County," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Jay Brayman Jr. is reporting in the Daily Freeman that three regional ski centers will open thanks to the sudden weather change and the arrival of snow in the mountains this week. The Bel Air Mountain Ski Center in Shundokin, Ulster County, will open on Friday morning, as will Hunter Mountain in Greene County. Hunter announced the opening on its website on Tuesday and said the mountain now has more than 12 inches of natural snow and the facility has been making snow nonstop since early Sunday. Windham Mountain, also in Greene County, will open on Friday as well. Ski Plattskill in Delaware County will open December the 10th. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that on Tuesday, November the 22nd, the State Department of Health officially filed amendments and proposed rules expanding New York's medical marijuana program. The new rules will allow the department to authorize nurse practitioners and physician assistants to certify patients. The changes were expected and conform with proposals issued by the Department of Health in August. A decision will be made sometime next week on the use of medical marijuana for patients suffering from chronic pain. More than 10,500 patients have been certified for the program by registered physicians to date. The regulations allowing nurse practitioners to certify patients will take effect on November the 30th. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Jimmy Valkin is reporting at Politico New York that on Tuesday, November the 22nd, a federal grand jury handed up a 14-count indictment against Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's former aide, Joe Prococo, and Aylin Caloros, the former SUNY Polytechnic Institute president and CEO. The 36-page indictment does not name any new defendants and reflects the same allegations contained in the criminal complaint unsealed in September. Todd Howe, a lobbyist close to Prococo, is cooperating with the government. He has pleaded guilty to 8 felonies. Prococo was charged with 6 felonies stemming from what prosecutors allege were 2 separate bribery schemes. Barry Bora, the attorney representing Prococo, called the case, and I quote, "a real turkey," end quote, and said his client will be pleading, and I quote, "not guilty," end quote. Cuomo said in a statement on Tuesday that the news presented, and I quote, "a profoundly sad situation for me personally," end quote, and called for further reform in Albany. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that the Germantown Planning Board is busy, but also on a holiday schedule. The board will not meet on November the 24th or December the 29th, but has a large meeting planned for December the 1st with the site plans for a retail establishment on Main Street and an added apartment on the former Germantown Variety Store building. The proposed Dollar General retail store on Route 9G probably will not be on that agenda, as Primex Properties is still preparing the draft environmental impact statement. Planning Board Chairman Stephen Reynolds said, and I quote, "The timeline is theirs. There is no deadline. I think it's unlikely they'll have the DEIS for the December 1st meeting. The earliest would be our meeting on January 26th, end quote. The Planning Board's business is a sign of Germantown's growth, Reynolds said. He said, and I quote, "It's partly because Hudson has so few empty storefronts and the rents there are high. But Germantown has limited room for development on Main Street and it's filling up," end quote. Tim Tulak reports in the Altamont Enterprise that the proposed Albany County solar farm turned away from Altamont in October is now trying to move to Knox. U.S. Solar is proposing tree clearing for a 2.1 megawatt solar array on the south side of Route 156. In October, Altamont turned down a similar proposal on a 60-acre parcel after its village board's referral committee found the application to be, and I quote, deficient, end quote, in detail. The 16-acre proposal in Knox would be the company's first in New York, with completed projects in New Jersey, North Carolina, and Maryland. You can read that full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Dylan Stableford reports in Yahoo News that the Southern Poverty Law Center reports 40 incidents of, and I quote, hateful harassment, end quote, in New York State and more than 700 nationwide since Election Day. On November 22nd, U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand held a press conference with Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren to denounce recent hate crimes in Rochester and across the state. Since the election, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has created a special police unit to address the issue. On November 20th, Cuomo said at a church in Harlem, and I quote, "The ugly political discourse of the election did not end on Election Day. In many ways, it has gotten worse," end quote. On November 15th, New York opened a telephone hotline, 888-392-3644, for New Yorkers to report incidents of bias and discrimination across the state. Since then, 400 New Yorkers with something to report called 888-392-3644 between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. You can read that full story in Yahoo News. Steve Elder reported in the New York Times that New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman announced on November 18th that Donald Trump settled a series of lawsuits over his defunct Trump University, agreeing to pay $25 million. Trump then tweeted that he would have won the lawsuits. The future president wrote, and I quote, "The only bad thing about winning the presidency is that I did not have time to go through a long but winning trial on Trump U. Too bad," end quote. During the presidential campaign, Trump denied the charges and at one point said he would eventually reopen Trump University. Trump said during a debate in February, and I quote, "It's something I could have settled many times. I could settle it right now for very little money, but I don't want to do it out of principle," end quote. You can read that full story in the New York Times. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 40 degrees. For Wednesday night, a chance of snow, mainly after 4 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 27. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, a chance of snow before 10 a.m., then rain and snow likely between 10 a.m. and noon, then a chance of rain afternoon. It will be cloudy with a high near 38 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of rain and snow before 1 a.m., then a chance of drizzle between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., then a chance of freezing drizzle after 4 a.m., it will be cloudy Thursday night with a low around 32 degrees. And on Friday, a chance of snow and freezing drizzle before 7 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m., then a chance of rain after 10 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 43 degrees. Friday night, rain is likely before 4 a.m., then rain and snow likely. It will be cloudy with a low around 34. The sun rose this morning at 6:57 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:27 p.m., That will give us 9 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, about a minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 23rd day of November 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a happy Thanksgiving.